Political groups coalescing around a common theme is a tried-and-true method of gaining support among special interest voters. Late last month, Republicans announced the Wisconsin chairs of Sportsmen for McCain. Obama now has a similar group. Joe Heim, a political science professor at UW-La Crosse, says if one side courts a special interest, the other candidate is also likely to do so. Heim says these groups also provide an educational service to voters.
We always think that everybody is watching their elections and knows about every position of every candidate, and frankly, that's not the case. So having endorsements from groups generally provides a cue, lets them know that this candidate, at least on a particular issue, where they stand on it.
Barack Obama is going to be strong on the Second Amendment. There's nothing for those of us who enjoy hunting and fishing to fear from him.
That's Wisconsin U.S. Representative Ron Kind. The Democrat says Barack's supporters need to counter Republican misrepresentations on Obama's stance on gun rights. Kind says neither candidate is going to take away hunters' guns. The big difference, he says, is to what extent each will conserve fishing and hunting habitat.
Senator McCain comes in at a pathetic 24% lifetime voting record on conservation issues. Barack Obama is over 86%.
Instead of focusing on conservation, McCain's vice presidential pick, Sarah Palin, has been touting her hunting background. Wisconsin passed a constitutional amendment to hunt and fish in 2003.